But that was a big goal. Our penalty killers, Dirk did an outstanding job really all weekend. And, you know, and that's why we're sitting here, I think, today and talking about, you know, a sweep. So big goal in that game, though, gives us some cushion. And you know, we had a couple more chances at the end of that first period, too. I thought we really were playing well.
19-6 were the shots in the first period. The Huskies lead 3-1 after one. And were you worried at all, Coach, that there would be a little bit of a letdown in the second period?
No, not at all. You know, we've been a good second period team. We talk a lot about pushing the reset button, and regardless if we're ahead by three, down by three, whatever the situation, we have to go and win that period. So I thought we were ready to go, and I you know what, we had a really good start to that second period.
Yeah, and then but then the goal from
we're all over them, and in desperation, like this kid had nobody around him. They were so gassed because of the shift and the pressure we put on that he just really steps out behind his over his goal line in his own end and just fires it down the ice to ice it. That's how gassed they are. Usually you'll try to make a play or look, you don't want to ice it, but they were so tired and we had put so much pressure on at the start of the second period.
Dumped in again by Michigan Tech, and the Huskies starting off a lot better here this period than they did in the first period. Here's a stretch. Ooh, watch out, they score! Oh, they scored from the home. Short hop right in front of Jamie Phillips. It found its way to the back of the net.
We asked Jamie in between games where that went, and he said it went between his arm and his body.
Yeah, I never talked to him about it, Dirk. Okay. I mean, on a shot like that, you just turn your back and walk the other way. You don't want to bring that up and even discuss it.
He was already talking with some of the other guys. I agree with you. I wouldn't have brought it up either.
Yeah. No, and that's fine. You have to do your job. But as a coach, you know, it's there's no reason to bring it up. I mean, it is what it is. And I feel bad for him because three of the goals this year, when you think about it, the one he went out behind the net against Northern, and, you know, sort of misplayed it. The one here at home kicks off the Zamboni door right out front. The guy puts it in, and now this goal. So he's got three goals where he's not even in the net.
Well, another one was the other one down at Northern, the other side of the ice at Northern. Remember that one bounced over the net, too?
That's right. Bounced,
another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that weird shot that came over the net.
So really four goals.
Yeah, so he's had some tough luck there. But here's the deal. After that goal, and you even mentioned on your call there how you know we got much better start to the second period, which we did. And really, you know, if that doesn't go in, this game could be a runaway. And that sort of gave them some momentum. And but the thing about it is how well Jamie played after that. He shut the door, didn't give up another goal really all weekend until the third period of the second game. So that's where, you know, and that's what you have to do as a goaltender. You have to put that behind you, shake it off, and move on. And what I liked is our team on the bench was really good about that. They said, hey, let's, you know, pick him up. And, you know, guys went out to him on the ice. And
he saved our butts before. Let's go help him.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was a situation. It's great to see on your team.
Brandon Parker, by the way, gets the goal. I think that was his first career goal.
It was, yeah. Yeah. He's that kid. He's got his smile from, I mean, you could even see it.
He played well this week. He was one of their better defensemen,
yeah,
I thought.
He's a good player.
Good job of holding the puck in the zone a couple of times when we made clears. So we go into the third period, and it's a 3-2 game, and we get such a big goal by Mason Blacklock to make it 4-2, get a little bit of a cushion.
Hanen sends it across for Gould. Huskies come on up on the rush now. Gould with a hard shot. Save made. Rebound. They scores! Oh, a huge goal by the Huskies on the rebound. With 6:01 remaining, Michigan Tech goes up by 4-2 here in the third period, and Mason Blacklock getting the goal for Michigan Tech.
He gets the goal, and that's his second goal of his career. First one that he actually shot in, which he was pretty happy about.
No question, and Mason did a great job on this. It was basically a 2-on-2, and he beat his guy. I mean, he just, when you watch the video from the red line to where he picked the puck up, he doesn't stop skating, keeps moving his feet, and their guy just relaxes, quit skating a little bit. Mason blows by him, and Malcolm Gould took what seemed like an innocent shot. He used this guy as a screen, and there was a rebound there, and Mason beat everybody to the rebound and put it away, and that was a huge goal because it was a tight game, and Mason's playing well. You know, he's another one of those guys that, you know, he's got two goals now on the year, which is great. So you start adding those guys up between Baltus and Lesperance and you know, different players who are scoring, you know, and we wonder where that scoring is going to come from. And it's guys like this that are chipping in that's really going to help our team.
Does it seem like he is starting to figure things out, Coach? Because he looked nervous the first couple games. Now he looks like he's really fitting in and he's understanding where he's supposed to be and how hard he needs to work.
No question. And he's always worked hard. Even well, let me run that back. Last year there was moments, you know, where – He was just learning the work ethic, how hard you had to work every day in practice just to be a good player. You know, and I think some of that was knowing he wasn't going to play. It's hard to come to every day and give it your all for 6 months and know you're not going to play. But as the year went on, he got better and better, reshaped his body, got in great shape. He's one of those players who stayed this summer. Brent Baltus and Mason stayed quite a bit of this summer, and Alex Gillies that worked out with Tyler. And you can really see it in Mason. And he's got a powerful stride. He's quick. He's fast. He really can shoot the puck. But, yeah, he's starting to figure it out. You know, we have to remember that he's only a freshman, basically. He's only played 8 games. He didn't play all last year. And that's the other thing. Some freshmen, they come right in after a year of junior hockey, and they're going to play. So they played. But Mason did not play a whole year. And like Evan Anderson and these guys, and it takes a while to get used to it, and he's starting to hit his stride, and you know, you start to get some confidence as you score some goals and the team is having success. So look out. I think, and his faceoffs have been really good lately. I mean, he's one of those guys who can really elevate our team, and we're counting on him.
I was pretty critical of the guys during that game on their lack of good handling of the puck. But then I talked to CJ after the game, and he said, you know, the ice was good skating-wise, but it was bouncing around quite a bit. And we can't see that, obviously, from where we're up there. It looks like they're just mishandling the puck. Was that the situation? I mean, it was just because of the humidity that was in that building making it things more difficult? On everybody?
No question. For the people who don't know out there, on Friday it was 78 degrees, high humidity. I mean, you could just feel it in the building, and the ice was soft. And that's not to blame anybody. It just is what it is. And no question. I mean, the puck was bouncing, and that's what happened on the goal against Jamie. I mean, it was really difficult to handle the puck, and you had to try to simplify things and really bear down if you could. So it looked a little sloppy at times, but that puck was bouncing around like it's almost like playing with a Super Bowl out there, Dirk.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Huskies ended up with 36 shots. Check that. Shots on goal. 40 shots on goal to 18 for Huntsville. And that third period, Coach, 14-3 were the shots in favor of us.
Well, yeah, they took a major penalty in the third period, and that really helped us out. And we generated some shots. You know, we didn't do that point in the game, the ice is bad. You're tired a little bit. And I just thought we slowed things down again too much. We had a couple good looks. Max Vallis back door again, and we couldn't finish.
You talk about the 5-on-3, too?
Yeah.
5-on-3, yeah.
5-on-3, too. So we're going to have to do some work on that. We haven't spent much time on that this year, and that's on me. So we'll start to spend more time on that. And so we get in those situations, we finish. But we've had some good looks. But on that major penalty, would have been nice to get a goal there just to put some distance between them and us.
Jamie Phillips ends the game with 16 saves, 2 goals against, and Matt LaRose, who looked really good, he had 36 saves on 40 shots, 4 goals against, and the final score again, Michigan Tech 4, Alabama Huntsville 2. When we come back, we'll take a look at Saturday night's win for the Huskies as they go for the sweep down in Huntsville. You're tuned to the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday 2 till 7 and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials plus $1 off your favorite appetizers like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency.